Daria and Brian. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Jane.
Good to see you.
I remember that day you came in as well with Roger.
Do you remember? In this amazing little building, there are 4 or 5 tables. How many can you serve?
We can fit 24, but we like to stick to 20. And that makes everybody's comfortable and you can walk around. We have, I would say, a 70-30, French being the 30%, and we've English, Irish, American, Dutch, Belgian.
Well, how many years have you been open now?
Coming up on 3 years.
So have you noticed changes in clientele?
I think it's taken a little bit of time for the French community to embrace the kind of food that we serve, but our fish and chips and our breakfast is becoming quite a talking point now. We have people who come from quite far away to eat the breakfasts and the fish and chips.
Because one thing I always notice about your cafe is that it's based on the feel of someone's front room, really.
And you know, it's probably like that because we've never run anything like this in our lives. So we did it all wrong, but it worked.
That was a question. I know that you are Irish born, but this isn't your first international stop off, is it?
Well, we spent 36 years in America.
Yeah. What took you to America?
Oh, well, for me personally, I was 26 and there was no work in Ireland. Ireland was a third world country, basically. The roads were terrible, there was no work.
So what year will we be talking about there then?
1975, 76, around that time.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to leave Ireland, but I didn't have any choice because I had nothing to do, no work, nothing at all.
Whereabouts were you born?
I was born in Dublin.
So you spent how long in the States?
36 years.
And so you have had children?
3 children out in America, 3 kids, living there still.
What's their take on you living here?
They're so excited for us. Being adventurous people, our kids are exactly the same. So they're not afraid if they come to a cliff to jump. They're not afraid to do it. And that's what Brian and I have done the time we've been together.
What was their reaction when you told them you were coming to France?
Well, we shared it from the beginning with them in terms of just the idea. We'd come over here on vacation anyway to see Daria's mum, who's 94 now. So they had been over here, they'd been exposed to here. And then when we said what we were doing, we shared it right from the very beginning. And then when we finally got to the point where we were going to come, we asked them, not for permission, but basically said, how did it sit with them? And I have to be honest, I thought they would say, no, don't go. And they did the opposite. They said, no, go, have your adventure and go off. You're fine, we're fine. And that's the way that they treated it. So.
How many can you accommodate then in the B&B?
2 double rooms.
French customers or English?
Actually, a lot of French customers stay in the B&B, yeah.
Yeah,
in the summertime, of course, there's the Vieille Charrue. We have Tour de France coming through the village this year.
Which brings me to ask, Daria, do you have spare time? I mean, do you have time?
Even though we are running a business here, we've become friends with so many of our customers. It's actually a joy to see the customers when they come in and we can sit and visit and we go to their houses, they come to our house. So it's not 100% work.
And you actually, due to personal reasons, you are having to sell?
Yes.
What would you say to any possible interested parties?
Having come in with eyes wide open, we didn't have any preconceived ideas about what it was going to be. So yes, everything that happened along the way was new and a learning experience. Somebody who's French, who speaks perfect English, fill out all the paperwork for us and arrange for all the stages. So that was relatively easy.
So you actually had to go on training workshops?
I had to do 2.
So what brought you to catering, Daria?
Well, we bought the place, didn't we? We just decided, well, we'll do this, won't we? Because like I said, we jump off cliffs, Brian and I. And we knew that breakfast was going to be a good thing. And I'll tell you, I stood in front of the fish fryer on the first Friday. I had no idea. How long do you cook a fish fryer? How do you make batter? Oh, I know the chips, when they're like brown, they're done. But I had no idea. And it just, I found an old recipe from an old granny for batter, and it has worked wonders for us.
Right, well, I could do many, many interviews with you two.
Yeah, thank you, Jane.
Most lovely, lovely people.
You're
amazing.
But
I will close there.
Thank you.
Thank you.